Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of AMG Academy. Matt McClure here with you as always. Thank you so much for being a part of things this time around, where we talk about all things insurance, different products, new products that are out there, different methods you can use to expand and grow your business and just make life generally easier for you as well. We cover all the things here on AMG Academy. And today we're actually covering something brand new from Wellaby. We're covering something that I think is going to be really exciting, kind of doing a deep dive on it. And here to help me along in this is the guy who really knows what he's talking about. So you notice I don't say that about myself. So I got to bring in somebody else who does know what he's talking about. And that's Sean Niebuhr. Sean, how's it going?
It's going fantastic, man. Thanks for having me again, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Glad to have you back. And always good to really have somebody who knows what they're talking about. And you fit the bill here with this. So tell our listeners/viewers what we're going to be talking about here over the next several minutes.
So we are going to be talking about Wellaby's new revamped critical illness product. It's basically a heart attack and cancer, heart attack and stroke product. Just the name's a little different. It's got riders involved in it. So it's a little different. It pays like a heart attack and stroke. It doesn't pay like a, or heart attack, cancer, heart attack, stroke. It doesn't pay like a critical illness product. So we're just going to break down the quoting tool, and the quoting tool will show you, you know, the agent doesn't even have to be appointed. They can actually use this, quote some of these products to see if they need to get appointed with the carrier, which is pretty cool too, because most companies you have to get appointed to use any of that. But yeah, they came just a couple days ago, and Medica is one of my favorite, Wellaby is one of my favorite companies just all around the way they do business. So I thought, sure, why don't I help represent this product and this carrier that's under our belt and, just get it out there, try to get some movement on their new products. The company does everything well, so I just want to get some traction for them. They deserve it.
They do it well. It's part of the name, after all, you know, Wellaby. So there we go. So let's run through it here then. I mean, it's the critical illness that we're talking about, as you said. So let's just kind of run through what sets this apart from some other companies that might be out there. I mean, you just alluded to how much you like Wellaby, Medico/Wellaby here. Of course, Medico, part of the Wellaby brand now. So some things that set them apart, and go into more of the specifics here. We'll just kind of run through, if you're watching the video version of this, we'll run through the slides that you see on your screen here.
And just to let everybody know, the reason we're doing this is because me personally, doing this for 16 years, I've been working with this company for probably 10 to 12, something like that. And it's always been a competitive company. All their products have been competitive. The way they do business is very strong on the client side and the agent side, as well as the marketing side. So I'm here to represent them. I like personally working with them, and my agents see the value too. So I'm just trying to expand it and open it up to new opportunities in our marketplace, as it's changing still daily.
Yeah, it really, really is. I mean, the more things change, the more things change, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, I was talking to one of my ladies in Ohio. She just lost her husband. And I was just talking to her. I'm like, Sandra, you know, I'm like, you sell all these other products, your MedSup, your Medicare Advantage, life insurance, some ancillaries, not a lot. But her husband just passed away a month ago from cancer. And I said, You have to have a story about this now, don't you? And she said, Sean, it's funny you said that this morning to me. She goes, actually, I've been working with Medico since 2010. And this was before my husband ever got his first diagnosis of cancer. Okay. She got a cancer plan for him. When he got that first diagnosis of cancer that year, they got $15,000.
Wow.
You and I both know most people think that if you're on a Medicare supplement, that covers everything. Yeah, hospital-wise.
Yeah.
But what about everything else? Your food, your mortgage, your car insurance, your car payment. I mean, what if you have kids? I mean, school, I mean, it's just dentist. I mean, it's just, it's unlimited, right? So even 15K, she said that helps so much help her survive without his income for that year. She's just so appreciative of that company. She even told me that she broke down a little bit this morning, just saying it was unbelievable. It happened so quick and they were there for us. And so now I basically have talked to her. She's on board. She says, "You're right. I needed you to tell me this. I believe you got the story to tell, Sandra," is what I said. "You have a real life story where the plan and the carrier actually came. They did their job. They did exactly what it's supposed to do. Now, get your story together with some facts on how many women get cancer, men, heart attacks, you know, all that stuff together, and then start your pitch. Go with your current Medicare supplement clients. Just reach out, see if it fits them or they have a family or a friend, right? Then you get your referrals and then start getting some traction." So she's definitely, I bet in 6 months, I bet she's got some stuff going. You know, she's a winner. Lady's a winner. Got a story to tell. She's got a few of these products in line, so she's going to find out who she likes. Obviously, Medico's Wellaby is going to be the front runner because they helped her and her husband in that scenario. But you know it, man. I mean, sales is sales. You got, if you have a story to tell, you're going to get way more traction. You're going to get way more credibility, which lead to referrals and revenue, income, right? Everything else is positive.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, just like I said, I mean, the process, what she was, Mary Ann, our rep, was here yesterday going over this product. And it looks pretty good. There's, I think there's 12 or 15 states starting off. Yep, there it is right there. That's the states that have been approved. There's a contest already going. There's no minimum or maximum that the producer has to reach to get the bonus. So basically from July to September, I think it's the end of September, if an agent writes a critical illness with Wellaby, they're going to get, for every one, they're going to get a $50 bonus. And like I said, there's no cap, there's no minimum requirement, and there's no maximum. So they write 100, 50 times 100, that's a nice chunk of change.
Wow.
So just trying to get that out there to the people. Obviously, there's the issue ages 18 to 89. Something that was pretty interesting, that dependent child rider, they can actually put 15 up to 15 children on that. Now, it drops at 25% of the benefit, but whatever. I mean, they're covering, they got 15, you know, they got a lot of large family. So that's probably not going to happen very often, but they have up to 15 children that can be on there. The wheelhouse, the hotspot for this product is 50 to 64. So right before they get Medicare eligible is where the rates are probably going to be the best in the footprint of where they're available. Not saying there's not going to be some other pockets, but when I spoke to her, that's where she said the hot button is. That's that. Let's see here. Yeah. So let's see here. The plan benefits 30-day right to return. I mean, that's a normal thing, I believe. Pre-existing conditions. Yeah. It looks like, you know, there's any pre-existing conditions within the first 6 months, yeah, this is normal stuff. A lot, right. Almost every carrier has something like this, right?
Yeah. Right, and then the 30-day waiting period there, yeah, as well.
Yeah. And here we go. So it's a little bit different. She was, when they add the riders, they need to start with the cancer and add the heart attack and stroke rider. Just the agent needs to play around with the quota to figure it out a little bit, like I had to do to figure it out. But once they get it figured out, it's pretty self-explanatory. And it's basically up to the client and the agent. Obviously, they can a la carte it, customize it around each client's specific needs, since everybody's different. Nobody's going to have the same needs, right? And obviously, you know, it could go from $30 to $300. It just depends on how much they need in the coverage, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see here. That's the basic stuff right there. Once again, I would just, if I'm a producer and I'm pitching these products, you need to be pitching the actual stats, period. Right. Because that's what sells these products. I don't even think the rates sell it as much as the stats and you telling a story.
Right.
Because if people see the value, in a product for their family, $5-$10 extra is not going to make or break somebody. I don't care. They'll cut something out to get that. You know, it's, is it, do they need it? Right.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, don't go to Starbucks one day a month, you know, like that's
right.
That's
you
that.
Go every day. Or yes. You either go every day or you don't go.
Right.
All right, let's flip to the other one. So basically, you know, they customize it a la carte. There's the different riders, right? Some of those, obviously you can't do them all together. So you're going to put one may not go with that one. So like I said, I was doing it this morning, playing around with it, and that's what was happening to me. Yeah. So when I spoke to home office, she explained it to me. Some of those you just can't do together.
Right.
And that was, you know, the agents will figure that out. You can see they do have a little bit of a look back. I believe some of the questions on the applications are 2-year look back and some of them are 5-year look back. Okay. That's where it is right now. Who knows if that changes, but right now that's the look backs. It is a first diagnosis cancer. So if they've had cancer before, they're not going to be able to, you know, qualify for this product.
Right.
Okay. It's not the right product for them. But it's a pretty good product if somebody hasn't had anything. To get in at the right time. Let's scroll to the next page real quick. Okay, so the disease lump sum rider. Yep. And basically just showing what they're covering. It's all basic stuff here.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. I know the commission on this product for a street agent, you know, just anybody coming in, wanting to get appointed. It's in most states, it's 55% year one. And then in most states, it was 10% 2 years through however long it stays on the books commission. I believe Florida was 7.5 instead of 10. So it's got some good back end renewal to build some residual streams of different products. So obviously agents like that. Let's see here. Yeah, this is all that. You can skip this one.
Do that. Okay.
Yeah, basically going to the same thing.
Yeah, just more details on that. The heart attack, stroke.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, honestly, so the Mayan Roller tool, let's just talk about that for a minute. So the Mayan Roller tool is like, personally, any agent that I have using them loves that tool. It's just quick. It's one of the better ones out there on the market. I don't care what anybody says, because the people I have using them love it. So it's very easy. Like, for instance, just to pivot a little bit, but on their Medicare supplement, if you were to quote their Medicare supplement, it goes through so quick. It's approved or not approved. It's approved or declined very fast. The rep did say with the new advanced critical illness that it's going to be a 48 hours turnaround time. So it's going to be a little bit longer than most of their other products as of now. And who knows? That may change. They may hear feedback from, you know, from the producers, right? The ones writing it saying, hey, can we speed this process up? Is there something, you know, XYZ does it a little quicker on this? You know, and you and I both know that would make the changes.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that's where they've started on this one. Could that change? Because I heard already from a couple people saying 48 hours is too long. But let's see what the producers say.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that matter, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Right.
So if you want, like I was doing a quote earlier. Let's just use my info. Just do Florida. Okay. Zip code 34684. Just do a male. And I'm going to give you my birthday, but for age 60. So August 1st, 1960. So that'd be a 60-year-old male. And then go down to the right and hit critical illness. So you could quote any of these products right now. But hit critical illness, yeah, since we're talking about that. Yeah, you start a new quote. Sorry.
There we go.
All right. Then I would do individual and spouse.
Do individual. Okay.
We'll do husband and wife. Scroll down. Let's do male, and just put in August 1st, 1960. 34684.
All right.
Let's do lump sum cancer. All right, so now you can scroll down. So let's do 25. No, let's do 10 grand. Let's add the heart attack and stroke lump sum. Let's do another 10 grand.
Okay.
Now let's say that's all that person, that fitted that person's needs. Scroll up. 8360.
Yeah.
Now you got to find out is are they going to be able to afford that? Does the benefits outweigh the cost? That's now you got to go from that, right? Now you got to. You should hopefully already have an idea of what they can spend already.
Yeah.
Me personally, if I was the writing agent, I would already kind of get a ballpark of what they have financially to allocate for this product specifically. That way I know not to add too many things to help if they don't need it and can't afford it. Even if they need it, they can't afford it. We got to get what they can need, but afford together, you know, maybe just reel in the coverage a little bit, bring it back a little, but that's still going to give them a lot of extra coverage that they don't have.
Right. And again, too, like one of the cool things I think is it pretty much anybody, like you don't even have to be appointed with Wellaby to come and do this quote tool. Like you can be just, you know, producer contracted with everybody in the world, but Wellaby, and you can still come in here and do a quote for somebody.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, like that's awesome for me because then I can go in there and just do it myself for these agents too. And just let them know, hey, here, go to this My Roller, run a quote. Yeah. You don't have to be appointed. You decide you want to get appointed after you run the quote. You see the value. You like what you see. Let's get it done. Let's get you appointed.
Yeah.
Move forward. Start getting that business.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, their tools at Wellaby are very strong. The bonuses that they, you know, you just want to get your producers the bonuses that are available for the carriers in the right time. So they can try to make some extra revenue too.
Right.
Yeah. And I think this product's got a good opportunity. We'll see if the rates are where they need to be. The agents are the ones that are going to, you know, they're going to tell us, hey, here's what we like. Here's what we don't like.
Right.
You know,
it's the,
every carrier wants you to pitch their products.
Oh, totally. Know? And then you get the feedback, of course, from the client and then that feedback makes its way back to the carrier. And then, you know, any changes that need to be made, like you were talking about that 48-hour time frame and all that, like that could get bumped up based on feedback, you know, like you say, you've already heard.
100%. I mean, the market changes from who? From the producers and the government, really.
Yeah.
And clients feedback, too. Right. I'd say those three things make it move.
Right.
Right. Government, the client. And then the producers. And then we're kind of just there. We got to do whatever, whichever way it goes, we got to figure it out. But yeah, so they've got that bonus still. Reiterate that. That bonus started in July 18th till the end of September. There's no minimum, no maximum. So that's a good opportunity. It also goes towards their, towards their yearly trip. It looks like they're since San Antonio. So there you see it. It's a little bit of mix. Obviously, they want some underwritten med sup on there too. But yeah, they got some good incentive trips.
Yeah.
Just a strong company. If an agent has never worked with them, I highly recommend giving them a go. I think for med sup and insulary, you're going to like what they have to offer. Never had a problem with agents getting commissions from them either. I've never ever had a problem with them, which is happens to every carrier. So for me to say that's probably one of the reasons why I like them.
Yeah. I mean, and you've been doing this a while. So it's like, you know, if you've never had an issue in many years, it's like, that's saying a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. And to be honest with you, sometimes you don't even realize why you associate and why you market some other companies stronger than some of the other ones. There's always a reason. That's probably one of them.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that my producers are getting paid. I'm not having to get an audit run or whatnot because the carrier just pays them direct and pays them on time. You know?
Yep. Means a ton.
They do a great job, like I said. And this is the reason why when they have products come out or revamp products, I want to give them some love, give them some support, right? Yep. Give them some new writers.
Well, that's great. And this is looks like something that could be a good fit for a lot of different clients out there and could be a good, you know, piece of the pie for people to be able to offer, for producers, for agents to be able to offer out there to really help meet client needs and to, you know, get that extra revenue coming in for themselves. Also, you know, two birds, one stone, always like that. So anything else about this particular product, Sean, or about Wellaby in general? Like maybe if, you know, if agents are interested in this, of course, there's the quote tool that we just looked at that anybody can use without being contracted or appointed, rather, with Wellaby. But is there anything else that maybe they need to do if somebody's like, okay, that I'm really interested in this, I want to either find out more or I want to make sure that my contracting is up to date with Wellaby?
I would have them reach out to me, have them reach out to me directly. I'll give you my direct extension. I just like that lady I was talking to this morning that I've had a relationship with years. She doesn't have Medico with me right now, but she hasn't wrote it in 6 months. Made that obvious. So she's calling them to see, make sure she can move. And I'll have that contract in a couple of days, if not sooner, you know, because she likes working with me, you know, and she hadn't used it because her husband's been sick. I mean, he literally just passed away. But I will tell you one thing. Can you go right back just to the quoting part so it shows the other products real quick?
Yeah, sure thing.
So the producers can see, because you can quote any of these products before being appointed. And then obviously once appointed, it's a go too. But looks like I believe they had the dental on there. Yeah, dental, the hospital indemnity, which if you're an agent and you're selling MA and you're not offering that, you're missing the boat. It's comprehensive coverage. Fill in the holes in those MAPDs. Not for everybody, but a lot of those plans have holes in them. MedSup, obviously, 9.9 increase this year across the board, which is one of the lowest out there, period, this year. So that's a huge opportunity for the MedSup writer. I'm not familiar with the pre-need part, so I'm not going to tell you I know that part. I really don't know. I got to look into that a little bit. And then the critical illness.
Yeah.
So for an agent in the Medicare market, for an agent, underage market, definitely give them a try if you haven't. If you have them and you're not getting support from your current upline, give me a shout. If you haven't rode in 6 months, you can transfer over and get the support that you haven't been getting. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. Easy as that. And of course, just putting up for those watching the video version of this, putting up on the screen, Sean's number and extension there, 800-531-1411. And it's extension 72448. That's 1-800-531-1411, extension 72448. If you're interested in contracting with Wellaby and being able to sell this product and others that they offer, that we've been kind of touching on here, but of course doing that deep dive into this critical illness, because it's really, really, that's the new thing. And really want to highlight that and highlight those incentives for you as well.
Man, I just thought of one thing. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no.
I need to say this, I totally forgot. But so I told you the hotspot for the critical illness, it's 50 to 64 right before their Medicare. Yeah. Well, they do have a 7% household discount on that product. That's a little different than MedSup. So MedSup is, if you're 50 or if the person lives with somebody 50 years or older, last 12 months, they'll get the discount in the state. It's state specific. It's a little different. With the household discount for this critical illness product, it's 40 years. So if they live with somebody last 12 months that's 40 years or older, they'll get a 7% household discount, obviously, depending on states. There may be some that doesn't do it, but a lot of them will. So that's just another benefit, you know, a little bit more off of the rates. Not everybody does. That's right. Simple.
Yeah.
A little bit
different. Offered a little bit more flexibility there and a little bit more incentive there as well. So yeah, that's that is great. And yeah, no, thanks for sharing that. Don't, no worries about ever interrupting me when you got good info to share with everybody. But yeah, so that's awesome. Well, Sean, anything else that comes to mind before we kind of wrap things up here?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, I think maybe we check back in 6 months on this product and see how it's going.
Yeah,
it's probably a smart thing to do. Let's see how it goes for open enrollment, right? I mean, that's coming around the corner. They're getting ready for that. She said a couple more states may roll out before then, but they don't want to roll too many out before then. They want to focus on these states and then roll out some more of the other states probably after open enrollment.
Yeah.
Is what it sounded like. So just trying to get some traction.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, hopefully in 6 months' time, we'll have some good things to report, maybe some changes that have been made after feedback comes through and all that stuff as well. So we'll, of course, keep everybody in the loop on all of that. Sean, thank you so much. Appreciate your time once again today, sir.
Yeah, Matt, I appreciate it too, man. I look forward to doing doing some more of these with you, just trying to, you know, obviously get out of my comfort zone too. This is not something I'm used to doing, having the camera on me, but, you know, I'm just trying to, like I said, get out of my comfort zone and, help people.
Well, that's what it's all about, really, is just helping people. And, you know, here on this show, of course, making sure that people have the tools that they need to expand their business, to make sure that they know about different products, different avenues of business that they may not know about. And that is really what the goal is here. But I thank you for being a part of it and look forward to having you back again soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me again. And you have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. You too. And thank you for listening and or watching this edition of the show. We appreciate it. We'll see you again next time.
Take care.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.